from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Election Day Sunday in France. France will hold round two of its presidential election Sunday. Voters will be choosing between far-right populist Marine Le Pen and moderate Emmanuel Macron. In an unusual gesture, former U.S. President Barack Obama stepped forward to endorse Mr. Macron.
Because of how important this election is, I also want you to know that I am supporting Emmanuel Macron to lead you forward.
Pre-election voter polls currently show Macron with a double-digit lead. VOA's Luis Ramirez, covering the election in Paris, contemplates their trustworthiness.
And so there is certainly optimism in the Macron camp that the polls will again be right in this second round. That said, there is the element of silent voters, people who have expressed in interviews that I have done here, reluctance to identify publicly as Le Pen supporters, saying things like, "I will vote for Le Pen, but please don't say that I am going to."
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. A U.S. service member has been killed during an operation against al-Shabaab militants in Somalia. The U.S. military said Friday that the service member was killed around 40 miles west of Mogadishu. The statement from the military's Africa Command said U.S. forces were conducting an advise and assist mission alongside the members of the Somali National Army. A small number of U.S. military personnel are stationed in Somalia to help the Somali government combat al-Shabaab. The group is an affiliate of al-Qaeda and has tried for a decade to topple the government and turn Somalia into a strict Islamic state. This is VOA News. Russia says the proposed de-escalation zones in Syria will be closed to aircraft from the U.S.-led coalition. Russia, Turkey, and Iran agreed to a Moscow-proposed deal on Thursday to establish the so-called de-escalation zones in Syria to try to end the six-year conflict. The proposal calls for taking measures to reduce fighting in four designated areas of Syria where rebels not associated with Islamic State terrorists control significant territory. North Korea on Friday accused the U.S. and South Korean spy agencies of an unsuccessful assassination attempt on leader Kim Jong-un involving biochemical weapons. In a statement carried on state media, North Korea's Ministry of State Security said it will ferret out and mercilessly destroy the terrorists in the CIA and South Korean intelligence agency responsible for targeting its supreme leadership. However, as the Center for the National Interest, Harry Kazianis, points out...
Well, there's no evidence. I mean, there's a very interesting story. On the surface, it mildly seems potentially plausible. But I think North Korea's penchant for fiction on many things is, I think, where we're going with this. I mean, look, the bottom line is that the United States is not going to conduct any sort of assassination on Kim Jong-un.
The statement carried by North Korea's official news agency and read on state TV did not describe how the alleged plot was broken up or give the full name of the North Korean suspect, identifying him only by his surname, Kim, and didn't say whether anyone else was in custody. In Washington, the CIA declined to comment, and officials at South Korea's National Intelligence Service did not answer repeated phone calls. Border clashes between Pakistan and Afghanistan killed at least 13 people and wounded more than 80 others Friday in a disputed area. A Pakistan Army spokesman said the fighting erupted after Afghan forces fired at a government census team near the southwestern border town of Shaman. The Pakistan military also has confirmed that both sides have agreed to a ceasefire, and a meeting between border officials from the two sides is expected to take place soon. The U.S. job market staged a rebound in April, with employers adding 211,000 workers to their payrolls, and the unemployment rate fell to a 10-year low of 4.4%. April's unemployment numbers are a big improvement from March, when the economy added only 98,000 jobs. Analysts say that makes it more likely the Federal Reserve will remain on track to raise its benchmark interest rates again in June. For more on all these stories, be sure to visit our website at voanews.com. Once again, that's voanews.com. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.